Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. It is Wednesday that we're recording this, February 5th, a red letter day in terms of the impeachment trial. Donald John Trump was acquitted, made a lot of folks very unhappy on the other side of the aisle, but I think it also hurt politically a lot of folks on the other side of the aisle. And that's what Jimmy and I are going to talk about. Jimmy, the implications, in your opinion, of the acquittal for the Democrats, is it severe? I think it could be. What do you think?
I believe it's going to have a significantly negative impact for the Democratic Party. But it's not in itself a negative impact. There's so many other factors that are involved in this. But their efforts to try to control the narrative, I think, have failed. And I think that's going to hurt them.
How's it going to hurt them, Jimmy?
So what we saw, and I talked about this on the show quite a few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, that I believe the strategy for the Democrats and why Nancy Pelosi pushed this forward, I think I even said it back as far back as October, that the reason why she was doing it was in order to attempt to influence the senatorial elections to try to get the Senate back. And the reason she, the method that they were going to do that was by setting it up to where they brought impeachment articles before the Senate for trial, and then they would have it incomplete, but when in fact the Senate acquitted the president, they could go back to their people in those Senate races and say, oh, the Republican senator is covering up for Trump, and using that as a tool. And I think that accusation, they believe that accusation would be powerful enough to potentially win votes and undermine the credibility of whatever Republican candidate in the Senate they're targeting. And I think that is a mistake. But I also will say that today, just following the acquittal vote, Mitch McConnell did a press conference, and he laid out exactly what I've been saying for months, what he believed the strategy from the Democrats was. And I think what that means to the Democrats, there's too many other issues right now. People were not engaged with the impeachment trial. It was a very questionable subject. It actually had, you had to question Hunter Biden and Joe Biden if you actually looked into it at all. And I think they've really undermined themselves because now Joe Biden is losing ground, probably in part because just questions on his credibility over this Ukrainian issue and the Burisma. And I believe that the economy and all these other areas that they failed to focus on, you can't just win on hate. And I think that's where they've been pushing it. And I think this was a huge mistake on their part.
Well, the only comment I can make is I think you're probably right. I think that the mistake that Joe Biden made really was probably because he's got too big a heart and he doesn't have a lot of common sense. The reason I would say that is because his son, Hunter, should have never been put in a position that would compromise the dad. And I think Hunter being totally unqualified, being on the board of Burisma, et cetera, that really put the spotlight on Uncle Joe, for lack of better terms. And I think that really hurt him. I think he should have gone about trying to straighten his son out in entirely a different way. Being drummed out of the Navy for drug abuse, especially a drug like cocaine, having the trial come up, not the trial, but the settlement for his quote-unquote love child come up, that doesn't really paint him in a very good picture. You know, there's such a thing called tough love, and you don't get your son or daughter a job that pays the kind of money that Burisma was paying Hunter if you want to teach him a lesson. Apparently this young man really needs a lesson taught to him. Drug abuse, nobody knows better than I do. Drug abuse is a terrible thing, and you have to get as far away from that as you can if you want to maintain your identity as a normal person. And what Uncle Joe did for his son, I think, was a mistake. I bet you wouldn't do that for your kid.
Hopefully my children will never get into a position
like that,
and I would never let them, because it was a huge mistake. There's no question about it. And let's see where this goes. I mean, when we're looking at it, we see Biden comes out of this debacle of an Iowa caucus in the fourth place, very low, poor showing. That may be reflective of part of the Burisma questions, partly because of his candidacy, because he's too old. We've said this for a long time. He's probably not capable, certainly not capable of winning the presidency. But what that does is it pushes out the moderate candidate for the Democratic Party, which leaves an opening for Mike Bloomberg. At the same time, you've got all the motivation pushing for Sanders Warren. So the bulk of the votes, there was, Bloomberg got nothing from the Iowa caucus. Okay, he didn't try to caucus there. Buttigieg, he's up, he wins it, he walks out. But you got Sanders and Warren fighting for the same group of progressives. You combine them together and they beat Buttigieg by a long shot. You go to the more conservative states coming up, South Carolina, potentially Nevada, and then you've got Super Tuesday. Vermont or New Hampshire is going to be somewhat confusing as well, I believe. That's the next one coming up. But after that, South Carolina, Nevada, and then Super Tuesday with, you know, California, all the big numbers. You've got Mike Bloomberg, who's this billionaire. We've talked about it. You know, how is he going to motivate those people that are really out there on the Democratic progressive side that are supporting Sanders and Warren? And of course, Buttigieg has a bit of a balance between the two of them because he's definitely a progressive. A lot of people don't really know much about him, and they're voting for him because he looks good on TV. But the reality is, when you get below the surface, there's a lot of issues and a lot of questions about Mike Buttigieg's candidacy. So really, you've got the potential for the Democratic Party to really get into a nasty fight. We're already seeing Biden coming out after Buttigieg and after Sanders, even today. And you're going to see Bloomberg, in order to push those limits, he's going to have to really go after the Bernie Bros and the Warren progressives in order to get the moderates up. I don't see any potential solution for the Democrats to avoid an incredible split within their party and potentially actually having a spinoff candidate, an independent candidate run, trying to grab the same voter demographic. And I think for them, there's no hope for a presidential campaign right now, and I don't think there's any way to fix it, especially after this Iowa debacle. There's no trust and faith in their system right now.
Well, the Iowa debacle, I think it was one nail in the coffin for them, and I would have to say that probably another nail in the coffin for them, which we may want to chat about a little bit in the next segment, is I think that the Mideast peace plan of Trump, specifically of that his son apparently put together, or is credited with having put together, I think that was a very calculated political move on his part, and I think it was a very calculated political part on the part of Netanyahu, who is also under some fairly serious investigation right now. We're going to be talking about that, ladies and gentlemen, in the next half hour of KER Politics. We're going to talk with Dr. Frieda, who happens to be Jewish, but she has a very, very heartfelt opinion for that situation, as does David, the former mayor of Shiloh, has got a very strong opinion about that. Going to get his opinion also. Jimmy and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Middle Eastern situation. I agree. I think the Republicans pretty well have the presidential election for 2020 sewn up. Stick around. Jim and I are going to be right back in just 30 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. Got Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. Jimmy, the State of the Union speech, which occurred last night, not a very pleasant experience to watch, particularly when Nancy Pelosi tore up some information that she had been given by Trump. A lot of venom, man. A lot of venom.
Unfortunately, there was, especially considering the number of, the number of issues that were so positive for America and so positive for some of the demographics, the small groups that usually are traditionally Democratic supporters, black unemployment numbers, the black youth employment numbers, the conditions and opportunity zones that Senator Tim Scott has championed, and the success in that area, the justice reform for black communities, as well as a number of big ticket concerns that he addressed with, potential for health care issues to protect individual and private insurance. There's a number of things that were incredibly positive. The economic numbers were actually quite staggering, and no one's really been able to counter those numbers. The fact checkers are having to stick, they can't really target them. So it comes down to just venom and hatred. But what, when you talk about emotion and policy, what are people voting on? Hopefully policy. And I don't think the emotion and the hate can carry on that long. I just don't see it carrying on that long. I will say that, in the end of this segment, you talked about, the potential. I agree, the potential is there. There's always something that potential for Trump to win, and they're in very good position. There's always something that come up. Oh, for sure that Adam Schiff, Nadler, Pelosi are going to be working every possible way they can to try to come up with another method to undercut the administration. But ultimately, they're undercutting the United States. A very big disservice to their voters as well as the rest of the country.
You brought up the reality of the benefits of working together, and she relayed that in the next segment regarding the Jews and the Palestinians. But it strikes me, we're a pretty sophisticated society to a large extent in the United States. We became the greatest country in the world because the animosity that exists today between the two major parties did not exist. People did work together. That's what we need. That's what we need to happen right now. And you know what, Jimmy? It's just not happening. Boy, I hate to keep bringing up a dead horse, but you know what? It just ain't happening, man.
Well, it's about power.
Yeah.
And I also think, in this particular case, I think the venom is so strong. I think it's something completely different than our typical power pressure. Now, I'll explain it very briefly. Who's the head of the House Intelligence Oversight Committee? It's Adam Schiff. Who's the one that managed this impeachment trial? Adam Schiff. Or managed this impeachment charges and then the impeachment effort in the House? Adam Schiff, along with Jerry Nadler.
Mm-hmm.
Who protects, who's supposed to do oversight for the intelligence communities? Adam Schiff. Guess who was significantly at fault in the previous election in misusing intelligence for political purposes? The intelligence community, the FBI, the CIA. We know factually there's a lot of information out there about with the FISA abuse, Inspector General's report with number of investigations, a number of open statements in congressional testimony as well as public statements of how they used it. How the Obama administration and the holdovers from that administration abused the system. And Adam Schiff, in my view, and the Democrats are attempting anything they can, everything they can, to distract the American people from understanding the level of corruption that went on through the end of the Obama administration, the first part of the Trump campaign. Because when it comes out, and I predict that it will, I pray that it will, because if it does not, half of America will have no trust and faith in our institutions anymore. I do trust, though, that there's a very good effort to bring that out. And this entire impeachment process and the accusations are made are exactly what they were doing, attempting to use politics and government efforts to undermine the election in 2016 as well as the 2020 election and shift focus away from the corrupt activities of federal agencies.
What was kind of interesting, Jimmy, is that that's kind of starting to come up in the current Democratic presidential primaries, for lack of better terms. Buttigieg is now alluding to the fact that some things that were very ineffective for the country were done during the Obama administration, and I know that Joe Biden came out today, and he's the one who brought that. He's the one who said he's going to kill himself, he being Buttigieg, if he demeans my former boss. And I think that may be the direction that he's going in. There just may be enough people out there that might swing over to Buttigieg if, in fact, he takes a very bold move like that. It could happen.
Well, I think he's trying to pull both Biden supporters, the questionable ones that don't have much trust and faith in him. He's also trying to pull Bernie supporters. He has to. He has to pull Warren and Bernie supporters, but most importantly, the Bernie supporters. And those people that are frustrated, that don't trust the system and the government. That's how Bernie's been so successful.
Yeah.
Because he's so against the system. His solution is more government and a socialist-controlled system. And this is why there's an incredible contrast between that and Trump. But what it shows is that the civil war in the Democratic Party that has been going on quite a long time is now very prevalent, both in the media and in even the dialogue between these candidates. And it's going to get only worse as they each struggle to gain power and position. And of course, Mike Bloomberg, in the outside, he's going to try and look like the big power, the calmer, the person in the end. But again, he's a billionaire buying the election. So I don't see any solution for this for them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we've been talking about that for a long time. We've been talking about the Democrats shooting themselves in the foot and then cutting their feet off, for lack of better terms, to be a little grotesque here. I think that's what's happening. I think some people who I thought were mature, intelligent politicians, even though I totally disagreed with them, and that would include Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it just... You know, some of her counterpart down in Southern California has even said, you know, this is silly. We're just going to hurt ourselves if we do this. And go ahead, Jimmy.
As they continue to do that to each other, they're forgetting about policy. And what the Trump administration is doing is laying out policy. And he's actually picking off these small demographic groups, the Middle East peace plan, specifically targeting some of the largest funders for the Democratic Party from the New York area and even the Hollywood area, the L.A. area. He's picking off the black vote very convincingly with potentially, some people are estimating 30 to 35% support approval ratings right now for him in the black community.
Yep.
If he gets 15%, just 15% of the black vote, it's over for the Democrats.
I think it's over for the Democrats anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Priya and I are going to talk about something right now, and this is opining on an issue that I think is even more important than the results of the impeachment. And the reason I say this is because, as you guys mostly know, I'm a real humanitarian. Goodness for everybody, if that's possible. Right now, I'm not really sure how possible that is, particularly in the Middle East. I was reading a column earlier, and the column was in The Week magazine, which I have subscribed to for a couple of years now. Great magazine. The lead article in the current issue is called How They See Us. Mideast Peace Plan is a Gift to Israel. Frida and I did a daily editorial earlier this week. Frida came across in that editorial as being humanitarian in nature, admitting that the situation in the Middle East was not really even close to being a one-sided affair. Frida, I understood you to say that, in a very real sense, both sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, are really kind of not getting a very good situation. Am I correct in that?
You know, 100%. How is it possible to live with your enemies and know that around the corner something's going to happen that could violate you in some way or actually kill you? It's a very difficult life for the Israelis, who win the wars more than often than not. They go on a bus, a school bus, or
yep,
they go into a public place. What's going to happen today? People don't travel there. Everyone is ruining their lives by hating the other person or feeling that they have to guard themselves against the other person. So, you know, where do we really go with this? What do we do? We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate other people about our own histories and why we believe the things we believe. When you're looking at someone else and understanding where they're coming from, as you said, whether you agree or you don't, then at least you feel that there's a reason for their behavior. Even if someone says, I was born with the fact that when we opened up our Bible and it said we should hate the Jews, and that's what I believed in because my parents told me so. Okay, I get it. The fact that you yourself were educated and you yourself were supported by people around you that you looked up to. But we need a different kind of system. We have to change the education in schools. We have to change people's attitudes towards one another. And we have to support people who are there. We have to be able to celebrate what's good rather than always denounce the bad. We have to be able to rise up. And by the way, just on a side note, that's why I like our president, because he is inspirational and he gives us hope and he gives us confidence that our country is surging. And isn't that what we all want in America and other countries and other nationalities? We want to be inspired. We want to celebrate life. His speech yesterday just took the weight off of me when I heard that. And we need to give that speech. The things that we can do for our economy, for our prosperity, for our security, to all countries, to the Palestinians and to the Israelis, to the Middle East, to the Iranians, to the Iraqis, to the Egyptians, whoever is out there, that speech, if they could hear that speech across the world, wouldn't that make everyone a better person to be able to strive and to go in that direction?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, but I do have a question about what you said about the Palestinians and the Israelis on the other hand, and that is, according to the Week magazine, which I have a tendency to kind of agree with, it was kind of a one-sided peace plan in the sense that the entire West Bank was basically, for all practical purposes, given to the Israelis. Was that a fair thing to do? Did that set the stage, in your opinion, for a situation of resolution?
Well, we have to look at the facts, and the facts are, whenever the Israelis were able to acquire land, they cultivated that land.
I know.
As I said before to you, they made it into a modern society. What's happening with the Gaza Strip? Has it been cultivated? I mean, it's being really occupied by the Palestinians now. And we need to be able to work together, not to say, you know what, I like what you did, I want that now. So, are they entitled to this? Did they take this away from the Palestinians? If they took this away and the Palestinians feel that they have a right to it, then we need to be able to divide. We need to be able to work with and say, you know what, I have X amount and you have X amount. Who's right and who's wrong? You know what? It does not really matter. It's the effect. It's at the end. It's that each person feels that they're getting their due justice. That's what it's. It's not about right or wrong. Let's cut that out already. That's old history. That's antiquated news. We have to move on in life. We have to stand where we are now. If the Palestinians are hurting, if the Palestinians are in poverty, if they've been victimized, and by the way, a lot of it has been the government propaganda victimizing their own people so the world can feel that they're not getting their justice. So we have to go there. Let's help these people now. Even though they went in that direction, because of whatever reason, even though they were deprived, we need to stand up for these people. The Israeli people need to stand up for the Palestinians, their first cousins, and take care of them. They need to take care of them. They need to give them jobs. They need to give them hope, prosperity, education is first. Education is number one. One of the things Jewish people do, and a lot of people do in this country, they're educated. Now, if you are brought up in poverty like the Palestinians, and you don't have the right kind of programs like the African Americans do, and you saw yesterday that this young girl was given a choice of her school, that the mother was worried about what school should we go to, then you already are starting from ground zero. And that's where we need to start. Everybody needs to get the same tools to be able to have the same kind of growth.
Well, perhaps in theory, we're kind of running out of time here, so I need to just leave you with one thought, and that is, perhaps in theory, that's in essence what Trump's peace plan is doing. On the surface, it does appear to be very, very one-sided. There's no question about that. But then again, as you say, you have to look at the news story, not the old story necessarily. So what you were saying is that this plan could work if the Israelis said, okay, we're going to help. We're going to make it better for you. What are the odds of that happening?
Not too good. And really what they should do, as you were talking, my imagination went with me, they should take those plows and cultivate the land and let things grow. And if they want to be separate or together, it doesn't really matter. But here's the problem. The problem is, if there's no movement, and even with the Palestinians, you know, you have to help yourself too. You have to get started. You have to do. You can't look to other people and say they have, because you'll never get anywhere.
Okay.
So the Israelis need to go ahead, and they need to physically, and they need to technically go and put in there new technologies, new beginnings, new systems of growth, new ways of having the cities thrive. And they will be happier, too. But they really need to go there and put themselves in a situation where the Palestinians feel that they're next to them, working with them to make their lives better.
Well, let's see. Let's see if that's going to happen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close out KER Politics with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh in the West Bank. Let's see what he has to say.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mayor David Rubin, he was on the show last week. David and I were chatting off mic after we recorded his segments, and he brought up something that I think is interesting, and I wanted to air it this week. And that is purely and simply that the main difference that this peace plan, deal of the century, probably will not work is because there is a very basic difference in the belief of the Jews/Christians and the Islamic folks. And in rationalizing his statement to me, he brought in the concept of Jesus. He brought in what Jesus taught, and it very, very, very clearly pointed out to me just why perhaps this thing is going to be a lot more difficult to resolve than I thought. Mayor Rubin, can you start out, please?
Certainly, I could explain. So the basic problem is this. There's a fundamental difference in the worldview of people like Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority and the Fatah and Hezbollah and Hamas terrorists and ISIS terrorists as well. There's a basic fundamental difference in how they view the world. They come from a very strong fundamentalist Muslim worldview that they are not willing to compromise on. And we, on the other hand, are, as Jews, have a very different view of the world. Now I'm telling you, Al, that Judaism, okay, and I'm speaking to you as an Orthodox Jew, someone who believes in Judaism deeply and practices it in his daily life.
Right.
That Judaism has as its highest precept, love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm also telling you, not being an expert on Christianity, but I do know the history, and I do know that Jesus was a Jew who lived in the land of Israel over 2,000 years ago, and he walked and taught in the land of Israel, and most of what he taught was Judaism. And he also believed very strongly that love your neighbor as yourself is the highest precept in Judaism. Now, we have a fundamental problem here when we are being confronted with a religion called Islam that believes that jihad is the highest precept. Jihad meaning holy war against the Jews and the infidels. Holy war against those who don't believe what they believe. And that includes Christians, and that includes Muslims who disagree with them. But the basic concept of jihad is central in fundamentalist Islam, and all of the leaders in the Palestinian Authority, in the Hamas, in the Hezbollah, they all believe in that, that holy war is the highest precept. Holy war and jihad don't go well together.
No.
Wait,
David, hang on 1 second. When you say they don't go well together, explain that to me.
Okay, let me repeat that because the statement came out wrong. Love your neighbor as yourself and holy war against all of what they call the unbelievers, it doesn't go well together.
Okay. I understand that, certainly. No question.
Okay,
about that.
So that's why it hasn't worked until now. That's why we have a plan that could bring cooperation and even love and harmony, but they cannot accept it. The Palestinians cannot accept it because they're not looking for love your neighbor as yourself. They're looking for jihad. They're looking for driving the Jews out of the land of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can never accept a peace plan.
Sure.
Not a peace plan of this kind, and not the peace plans that they were offered previously, which were even more favorable for them. They can't accept it because they can't accept any plan that would allow any Jews having sovereignty in the Middle East.
Well, that's a pretty basic difference, David, I have to say. And you know, it's a never-ending story in the sense that each side believes it's 100% right. The one comment I would make is, as a Christian, and I know you as a Jew also believe you got to love your fellow man, you have to try to help your fellow man. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to give him the shirt. Well, it does mean, according to the New Testament, you give him the shirt off your back. But the fact of the matter is, let's be sensible here. You guys have, the Jews have been, since 1948, you have been in, you know, living and working and improving the land of Israel. Purely and simply. That's a long time. And in that same period of time, the people that I would call Palestinians have basically been at war with you, at least in their own minds. I would like to see that stop. But it strikes me from talking with you, Mayor Rubin, and some of the reading that I have done, that it probably is probably not going to happen. I know Trump and Netanyahu tried really hard to make this plan of the century work. I think you have some people who, because of their basic religious beliefs, simply will not let that happen. What do you think the end result, if that's the case, is going to be, David?
Well, I think historical justice has to be played out. And Israel came back to the land of Israel in the 19th century. In the beginning, we returned. And we've been returning ever since. We established our country again in 1948. We recaptured the biblical heartland of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and the Golan Heights, and yep. Jerusalem, and so many other places in 1967 in a defensive war. And gradually, we are extending our sovereignty over the land of Israel, and there are 500,000 Jews living in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. And I believe in peace through strength, and peace, strength, and yes, at the same time, we are extending our hand all the time. We do more than give the shirt off our back. We have really blessed the world with the high technology, and all the countries that have made peace with us know about the blessings that they're getting from Israel. We have recently Israeli scientists and they have discovered natural gas, and that is being developed, and we're now pumping natural gas to Egypt, which has a peace treaty with Israel, and to Jordan, which has a peace treaty with Israel, and to Greece and to Cyprus, and we are a country that reaches out and extends its hand in peace and love to those who want to receive it. If the Palestinian Authority doesn't want to receive it, there's nothing we can do about it.
That's true. Mayor Rubin, I thank you very much for your time. By the way, I want to stress one thing. If any of you are interested in this, it is, I suppose, germane. David was the mayor of a town called Shiloh, which is in Samaria. Having said that, and now he's very active in helping children who have been traumatized by acts of terrorism. David, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I'll just point out that the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund is the organization that I started as a result of the many acts of terrorism that we experience, both personally and as a community.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you care to further the cause that Mayor Rubin is involved in, we have placed a link to the Shiloh Children's Fund on our site. Please respond if you so desire. Again, David, it's been a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.